السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. It is the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we have gathered here again for his remembrance, for his zikr. So that we may gain his closeness, his muhabbat, his marifat, his yaqeen. So that we may get his love in our hearts, which love will then create that steam that will make it easy for us to make amal, to practice on everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has ordered us to do, and to refrain and stay away and restrain ourselves from everything that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have asked us to refrain from. That is what is required. That steam of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is the experience of people right from the time of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam up till now, that extensive remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in accordance with his own hukam, as he mentions many places in the Quran Sharif. Many places in the Quran Sharif Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned that we must make his zikr. So it is the experience of these people that when they take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the love of Allah ta'ala comes into the heart. The realization that my Allah is with me, He is watching me, He is seeing me, He is hearing and listening to me, comes into the heart. Slowly it comes. It depends on with what sincerity the person makes zikr. With that speed, this will come into the heart. As the Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi's one malfooz comes to mind, where he said that when somebody asked him what somebody questioned him with regard to Ism-e-Azam. Ism-e-Azam has got many, many benefits. If a person takes Ism-e-Azam and then makes dua, it is accepted, and many other things. So he said, Ism-e-Azam is Allah. Huwa Allah. He said, that is Ism-e-Azam. But the condition, he says, Bishartin. There is a condition attached to it. Ism-e-Azam is the taking of the name of Allah. When you say Allah, that is Ism-e-Azam. But he says that there is a condition that in the heart of the taker of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there must be nothing siwa Allah. Besides Allah, there must be nothing in there. I have explained this many times, that it does not mean that the business will not be there, the wife and children will not be there, the parents will not be there, the dealings, the buying and selling, and that importing and exporting will not be there. That's impossible. We can't take all that out of the heart, leave it somewhere and then walk about. It's not possible that we leave all these things outside somewhere when we come into the masjid. These things are there. But all these things must be subjected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam. That is what it means. That only Allah must be there, only Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must be there means this. That whatever Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have asked us to love, then we love. If Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are displeased with that kind of love, then we hate. That is all that is required. How must we do our business? How must we talk to our wives and children? how must we conduct our affairs of life, we find out from Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is what we mean by remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at all times. So this is the purpose of this majlis of zikr. Otherwise there are many other majlises where talks are given on other subjects. Like on Monday night, we discussed a very important subject for the benefit of those people who were not here. Try and get that tape if you want. It will be very beneficial because lots of families are affected with this, where people are being blamed for jadu. And who is saying this? The amils. When they go to the amils, there are so many of them that have now become amils. They've just picked up kitabs, learned how to write taweez, and became amils. And some of them, they put them into trance, and then those jinns speak first class lies, and they create great amount of friction between family members. And there were certain other things that were discussed. Inshallah, not 1 cent of that tape money will come into my pocket. So therefore, you don't have to be worried that I'm advertising some kind of sale here. This is not an advertisement. But inshallah, you will find it very beneficial.
Inshallah.
And distribute that. Especially to those people who have already got the doubts in their minds now. That so-and-so did jadu on me. So-and-so stole my money. So-and-so did this. So-and-so did that. The talk that was given on Monday night. So there are other topics that are discussed also. But the purpose of this zikr majlis is to light up our hearts with the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to take His name with such muhabbat, with such love, with such deep-hearted feeling, that we really, truly and sincerely believe that Allah is living, He is all-hearing, He is all-seeing, He is all-knowing. He is not an Allah that is sleeping, that is, na'uzubillah, dead, that has passed away, that created the universe and then left it to function as it wills. When we are making dua also, we feel that effect in our dua. We feel that we are communicating with our Rabb, who is listening to us. And then we believe that whatever He's going to give us in return will be the best for us. So this is the purpose of these majlises. We all have to remember one thing, that visas of life are being cancelled very, very quickly these days. There is no guarantee how long we are going to live. And remembrance of death does not mean that the person will now become lazy, he is not going to go to business, he is not going to go and do any work, he is only going to sit and read tasbih of death. That is not what it means. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remembered death in abundance. The Sahaba ikram remembered death in abundance. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the person who makes this dua, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut, 25 times a day, then inshallah, if he has to die during the course of that day, he will get a form of shahadat. Now 25 times, if that person is going to say, read that dua, then it means that he is remembering that 25 times. So how many times the sahabas must have remembered? But yet they went and conquered lands, they ruled over empires, they conducted huge businesses. As a Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali was a great import-export merchant. Amongst the Sahabas, there was Usman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, and very wealthy, very rich, huge business. But these things did not prevent them from the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. That means in everything they did, it was Allah ta'ala's hukam that they looked at first. So remembrance of death is not going to make us give up all our activities of life. But just as we remember death in the form of du'as, in the same way, sometimes some little poetry also. We just keep it in front of us all the time. It helps a lot. Whenever the attraction towards sin comes, at that time some little poetry also becomes very useful and helpful. Just like the same poetry of my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Wad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum with regards to death. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. اور اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. Nobody knows when it is going to be cancelled. Nobody knows the duration of the time of this visa of life. And nobody has got the power of extending this visa. So something like that. Or many a times on my own I just somehow this beautiful little couplet comes to mind. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. When you see people doing all kinds of things, there's concerts, there's shows, there's entertainment, there's fun, there's pleasure of the haram kind taking place, and they say this singer is going to dance the whole night and that singer is going to entertain the crowd the whole night, and that person is going to play the music whole night, and that boxer is going to box, and that wrestler is going to wrestle, and all kinds of things, then at that time we say, or the person became multi-rich by haram. Then at that time the person says, kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. How many times we saw people who had healthy, fit bodies. They were not weak, sick, feeble, healthy and fit and strong. And when they died, their kafan too was given of high quality. Ether was poured. But after some time when we dug up the grave, no sign of the kafan, no sign of the body. So that kind of richness will not attract this person after that. They say one day Shaitan was sitting somewhere and crying, shedding tears. So somebody in front of one 50-story building. So one Buzruk passing by asked him that, why are you sitting here and crying? He says, no, the person that built this building, I showed him all the tricks of the trade. How to get from gambling, how to get from insurance, how to get from stealing, how to get from this, how to get from that. I showed him all these tricks. When he made the money and put up this 50-story building, now he put a notice there, Haza min fadli rabbi. This is with the fazal of my Rabb. Sab kuch sikhaya to maine. Aur wo fazal Allah ka bata raha hai. So therefore, the remembrance of death is something that restrains the person. That so many times we saw this, when we dug up the grave, there was nothing there. But if the person left with iman, if he left with a'mal, then although we see nothing there, but there's plentiful there. This is what we take and go. So sometimes if a couplet of this kind, if we recite it with concentration, then it restrains us when this type of attractions come forward. Or for example, the person says, Maut ne aakar, that's not coming to mind, but zindagi, Maut aakar bahosh ko behosh kar gayi. Maut aakar bahosh ko behosh kar gayi. Hangama-e hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. What did Maut come and do? The person who was bahosh, conscious, he was jumping, singing, moving, driving, flying, everything. Say, so 1 minute he's going here, 1 minute he's going there, and he's doing this, and he's doing that, and he's going to this conference, and that parliament meeting, and that meeting there. He's going everywhere, conducting huge business. But when Maut came, the person who was bahosh, it made him behosh, unconscious. Hangama-e hayat ko khamosh kar gayi. All the movement that was in life, everything went silent. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Because if we make amal, then we will get the fruits. If we don't make amal, then it will be just like one ghusl that we take once a week. Once a week ghusl, if a person takes, it's not sufficient if he is working all the time in dirty environment. If a person is working in a garage and where his clothes are going to be all the time messed with grease and with oil and other kinds of filth and dirt, so does he take bath once a week? That person will take a shower every day, sometimes 3-4 showers a day. So in the same way, because we are walking all the time in filthy environments, colleges, schools, bazaars, marketplaces, airports, everywhere, so we should be making tawbah in abundance. The ghusl of tawbah we should be taking in abundance. Keep washing away the same time, as soon as some accidental sin, plenty of tawbah. Don't wait for 1 week ghusl. That Thursday night we'll go to one zikr majlis and they will make some tawbah istighfar. It should be daily, it should be plentiful, especially in these days, and then see the effect of that. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ए खुदा दे, मजाल है कुछ भी कर सकूं मैं जो तू न तौफीक ए खुदा दे, तेरी मशीयत है सब पे गालिब ये है चहें सब मेरे इरादे, बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे, बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे, मैं कब से हूँ महवे ख्वाब गफलत बस अब जगा दे, बस अब जगा दे, हर दम करूँ मैं اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں, رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں, تیرے گلستاں میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں, تیرے گلستاں میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں, مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں, مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں, رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں, ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera.
Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera.
Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera.
Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera.
Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke,
ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera.
Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera.
Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main,
teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera.
Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho.
Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho.
Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho.
Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho.
Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho.
Rahun main mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu
Allah, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے میرے پیارے خدا اے میرے رحیم کریم اللہ اے میرے ستار غفار اللہ اے میرے معاف کرنے والے اللہ اے میرے رحم کرنے والے اللہ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او دا موسٹ فورگیونگ دا موسٹ کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ کیئرنگ لونگ اللہ forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins of sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, we are your sinful servants who have raised our hands before you. Ya Allah, you have commanded us to beg of you. Oh Allah, you have promised to answer to those who call you. Oh my beloved Allah, you become displeased with those who do not beg of you. Oh my beloved Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may raise them any part of the day and night and seek from you. Ya Allah, we have raised them before you. We haven't raised them before any human being.
Oh, by Allah, you are seeing everything. You are hearing everything. You know everything. You know the desires that are in the minds of each and every one that is here. Oh Allah, you know the condition of each and every one's life. Ya Allah, you are aware of even the thoughts that cross our minds. Ya Allah, you have declared in the Quran Sharif, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. You are closer to us than even our jugular veins. Oh my beloved Allah, what have you not seen us do? What have you not heard us speak? Where have you not seen us go? Oh my beloved Allah, we are fooling ourselves if we think that nobody is watching. It is just your compassion, your kindness, your forgiveness, your mercy, your rahmat that you do not seize us there and then. Oh my Allah, how many of us would have been terribly embarrassed and ashamed and faced great amount of humiliation and disgrace in this world and in the akhirat if you do not conceal our weakness and our sins and our shortcomings. The Bani Israel, there was a time when they committed sins at night. During the day, people could read on the doors that these were the sins that they had committed. Ya Allah, what would have been the condition of this ummah if we had to find on the doors of people written whatever they had done in their evenings, and in the evenings what they had done in the day. Ey Vere Allah, how kind you are, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how rahim and kareem you are. Oh Allah, that you do not bring upon us such kind of embarrassment and shame. But oh my beloved Allah, just as you conceal them in this world, conceal our sins in the akhirat. Ameen. Ya Allah, conceal them in the qabr. Oh Allah, enter us into jannat without any reckoning. Ameen. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of whatever we did in our past lives. Ya Allah, whatever we did in our past lives, we are ashamed. Oh Allah, we know that we have sinned. Oh Allah, we know that we have displeased you. Oh Allah, we know that we have disobeyed you. And oh Allah, we know that we disobeyed you with those very ni'mats that you blessed us with. The ni'mat of sight that you gave to us, we used for haram purposes. The ni'mat of hearing that you gave to us, oh Allah, this great gift we used to listen to haram. The ni'mat of the tongue that you gave to us, oh Allah, we used our tongues for so much of haram. So much of lies we spoke. So much of false oaths and qasams we have taken. Oh Allah, so much of ghibat we have made. Oh Allah, so much of hearts we have sliced with our dirty and evil way. Ey mere pyare khuda, so much of sins we have committed with our hands, with our feet. Ya Allah, all these ni'mats that you blessed us with. The wealth that you gave us. Oh Allah, that is the wealth that took us to the casinos. That is the wealth that took us to the cinemas and theaters. That is the wealth that took us to lavish haram weddings. Ey mere pyare khuda, those weddings in which there was plenty of music. And oh Allah, even singing and dancing girls are invited to the weddings. Even striptease shows are taking place at weddings. Ey mere Allah, ummat muslima hokar, hum mere pyare nabi ko jo rahmatul lil alamin the, hum sata rahe hain. Ya Allah, we are troubling our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the name of his own sunnat, we are troubling him. Ey Allah, we are causing him so much of harm. Ey Allah, we are hurting his feelings. Ya Allah, when he is informed on Mondays and Thursdays, that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayer until your feet swelled, that ummat for whom you teared so much, that ummat for whom you shed so much of your blood, that ummat for whom you were tortured and persecuted, that ummat for whose sake you were ostracized for 3 solid years in Shaab ibn Abi Talib. No water was allowed, no food was allowed, you had to chew leather to survive. That ummat for whom your little ones suffered, that little baby was asking for milk, but there was no milk. Ey Allah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that ummat for whom you were stoned in Taif until your shoes were filled with your Mubarak blood, that ummat for whom you had to leave your beloved city of Makkah Mukarrama, that ummat for whom you were stoned in Uhud, that ummat today is in the casinos, that ummat today in the cinemas and theatres, that ummat no more in the masjids 5 times a day, that ummat in haram entertainment, that ummat in haram pleasures, that ummat in sinna, in fornication, in adultery, in stealing. Ey Allah,
ہاں میرے اللہ, میرے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے دل پر کیا گزرتی ہوگی, اینڈ اسپیشلی ان مکہ شریف اینڈ مدینہ شریف. یا اللہ, آل دا حرام انٹرٹینمنٹ دیٹ از ٹیکنگ پلیس دیر, دا ایول اینڈ دا حرام دیٹس کمنگ تھرو دا سیٹلائٹ, اے اللہ, what kind of pain we must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sacrificed so much for us. But oh Allah, tonight we are making a sincere tawbah. Oh Allah, we do not want to return to those sins anymore. Ya Allah, safeguard us from all the haram. Ya Allah, our lives are melting like a block of ice on a sunny day. Drop by drop, the block is melting. We do not know how many drops are left. Oh Allah, we do not know how many seconds are left, or how many minutes are left, or years are left, or hours are left. Ay Allah, the visas of life are being cancelled suddenly before our very eyes. Ay Allah, fit, young, healthy people with plenty of wealth and everything. Ay Allah, suddenly they depart from this world. We are seeing with our eyes. We are hearing with our ears. We are watching and we are reading. Ay Mere Allah, but it does not seem to stop us from haram. Ay Mere Allah, ab to hume ehsas ata farma. Our hearts have become dead, O my Allah. Ay Allah, hamare dil phir dobara isko zindagi ata farma. Hamare dil murda ho chuke hai. Ay Allah, committing sins day and night, the black spots have fallen so much over our hearts that our spiritual hearts have become pitch black. Ay Allah, all the Quranic verses that we listen to, all the hadiths that we listen to, all the zikr and tilawat that we make, all the dini activities that we engage in, oh Allah, they are not sufficient to make us give up the sins of our lives. Ey mere Allah, ab to hum par raham farma. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the darkness of nights or the light of day. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You are Rahim, you are Kareem. اے رحیم تو رحم فرما, اے کریم کرم فرما, اے ستار ہمارے گناہوں کی ستاری فرما, اے غفار ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہماری مغفرت فرما, اے رزاق ہمیں صحیح معنی میں حلال رزق عطا فرما, اے اللہ 100% حلال رزق عطا فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, فورگیو اور پیرنٹس, فورگیو اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive our family members, forgive the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, who is there besides you for us? Tere siwa hamara koi nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Oh Allah, if anyone thinks that he can get out of your kingdom, then he is foolish, he is stupid. Ya Allah, where are we going to go? If we go north, it is your kingdom. If we go south, it is your kingdom. If we go east or west, it is your kingdom. If we go above the heavens, it is your kingdom. If we go beneath the oceans, it is your kingdom. We cannot escape your sight and your might. Ya Allah, where are we going to run away? Oh Allah, if you are happy with us, then wherever we go, the happiness will travel with us in our hearts. Wherever we go, we will get sukoon in our hearts. Wherever we go, we will have peace of mind, tranquility in our hearts, serenity and a kind of joy, that even in difficulties and hardships and problems, we will be like the roses that bloom in the midst of thorns. But oh Allah, if you are displeased with us, then in the means of comfort, we will be uncomfortable. If you are displeased with us, then surrounded by wealth, but we will have no peace and no happiness and no comfort. Ay Allah, agar tu naraz ho gaya, to phir hamara koi pursaan hal nahi ho sakta. Ay Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma le. How long are we going to walk like hypocrites on this earth? We do not have the courage to give up sins, oh my Allah. Ay mere pyare khuda, hame himmat ata farma, hame quwwat naseeb farma. Give us that strength, oh my Allah, that we fight against nafs and shaitan like lions, oh my Allah. Ay mere rahim kareem Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, give us the strength to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions. Nafs and shaitan have made us their slaves. They drag us wherever they wish to. Oh Allah, they will not be satisfied until they see us in hellfire. Oh my beloved Allah, why should we become the slaves of nafs and shaitan? Take us out from the nafs slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, oh my Allah. Make us the slaves of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay very Allah, show us the way that goes to Jannat. Show us the road that leads to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ay mere pyare khuda hamara banja. Oh my Allah, become ours. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. Everything will work in our favor. And if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. We will possess everything, but it will not be ours. Ey mere Allah hamara banja. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zameen meri. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Oh my Allah, if somebody has to ask us, what are we seeking from you? We are seeking you from you, oh my Allah. Ey mere Allah, we are seeking you from you. Become ours, oh my Allah. Ey Allah, hamara banja. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya maangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Yahi raat din mein dua maangta hu. Oh Allah, our dua day and night is that become ours. Oh Allah, change the conditions. Oh Allah, change the conditions of adversity that are in this country into that of prosperity. Ey Allah, remove the dark clouds that are hanging above our heads of disaster. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum gunahon ke andar phase hue hain. And because of our sins, we are suffering everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, the duas that are made at the Multazam also, we are not seeing the effects of that dua because we do not want to give up our sins. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab to hamare haal par raham farma, mujahideen ki madad farma, deen ke jitne bhi kaam ho rahe hai sabko qubool farma. Ey Allah, daawat ki mehnat ko qubool farma, tabligh ki mehnat qubool farma, khanqahon ki mehnat qubool farma, madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Oh Allah, make the entire ummah into one body and one soul. Ey Allah, remove all the divisions and the disunity that has been created by us. Ey mere pyare khuda, make us one body and one soul. That one part of the body, if it suffers, the entire body suffers. Ey Allah, make us such as Rasool Pak ﷺ had left the ummah. Ey mere Allah, sare alam ke andar musalmanon ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Remove the difficulties and hardship of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Cause the winds of hidayat to blow throughout the continents. Those who have got no iman, bless them with iman. Those whom you have blessed with iman, give them istiqamat on that iman. Ey Allah, hamein panch waqt ki namaz padhne ki tawfeeq ata farma. Give us the tawfeeq to make our namaz 5 times a day and for the men folk with jamaat in the masjid. Give us the tawfeeq to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due and go for hajj if farz. Oh Allah, safeguard us from adultery and fornication. Protect us from reading filthy novels and literature. Oh Allah, protect us from watching filthy films and movies. Oh Allah, protect us and safeguard us from all kinds of haram. Ey Allah, put the love of ibadat and itaat into our hearts and put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Oh Allah, let sins be hated by us. Ya Allah, just as we dislike and just as we hate any kind of filthy odor, oh Allah, in the same way, let sins be hated by us. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sabko nek aur ek bana de. Ey Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, give us cure. Our brothers, sisters, parents, whoever may be sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, give them cure from all ailments, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals, give them cure. Those who are on the sick beds, give them cure. Those who are sick here in this gathering, give them cure. Ya Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, Oh Allah, provide plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove the financial difficulties and problems. Safeguard us from going towards haram. Ya Allah, protect us from going towards haram. Ya Allah, save us from taking interest and giving of interest. It is a cancer in our society. Ya Allah, when our carpets are of haram, when our cars are of haram, when our homes are of interest, O Allah, the lands that we are buying on interest, Ya Allah, the clothes which we wear of interest, ay mere Allah, how can there be barakat then in our homes? How can there be barakat in our lives? Give us the realization, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that there is no barakat in halal, in haram. Give us plentiful of halal. There is no shortage in your treasures. Your treasures are unlimited, O my Allah. Ya Allah, provide from your treasures. O Allah, give us rizq from your treasures. Give us respect and honor from your treasures. Give us health from your treasures. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, those young girls who are waiting for marriage partners. Ya Allah, those who are of marriageable age. Ya Allah, even if they are widows. Ya Allah, if they are waiting for suitable partners, then bless them with suitable partners. Those who will strengthen their deen. Those who will be a help and an assistance in their deeni life. Oh Allah, those who will be a protection for them against sin. And those young people also, the men who are looking for suitable partners, Ya Allah, bless them with suitable partners. Ay mere Allah, sabko nek jod ata farma. Ay Allah, humare gharo ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, make our homes places that are of peace and sukoon. Ya Allah, barkat wali zindagi ata farma. Ya Allah, dukano mein barkat ata farma. Maal mein barkat ata farma. Gharo mein barkat ata farma. O Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, parents and children, wives and husbands, and the entire ummat of Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, then take us away with iman. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us in some casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in some escort agency. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths. Don't let the angel of death visit us in some cinema. Oh Allah, or glued to some filthy television program, or reading some filthy novel or magazine. Ay Allah, we do not know when the angel of death will strike, where he will strike, and how he will strike. Oh Allah, complete families have been wiped out. Ay Allah, within seconds, complete families have been wiped out. But still we think that we will be long, long in this world. Ay Allah, give us the realization that we have to leave this world one day. Ya Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ay Allah, aise hal mein, ऐसे हाल में हमारी मौत आए कि तू हमसे राजी हो और हम तुझसे राजी हो. Allah, at the time of death, show us some tajalli of yours, that our soul comes dancing towards you. Allah, मौत के वक्त कोई ऐसी तजल्ली दिखला दे कि हमारी रूह झूमती हुई तेरे पास आ जाए. Allah, इस दुनिया के अंदर अटकी न रहे. It must not be attached to this worldly things. Allah, give us the tawfiq to make use of the worldly things in accordance with your pleasure. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah.
All the duas of goodness that my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made for us, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Mere pyare Nabi Alaihi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne Rukne Yawadi chu karke jo vaga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne Bataf mein chal karke jo vaga tha. میرے پیارے نبی علیہ الصلات والسلام نے میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو بھاگا تھا, حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو مانگا تھا, ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا, غلاف کعبہ سے لپٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا, مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے جو مانگا, اے اللہ زمزم پی کر جو مانگا, صفا اور مروہ پر جو مانگا, اینڈ ان مینا وٹ ایور ہی آسٹ, اینڈ ان عرفات اسپیشلی فرام ظہر ٹل مغرب, دیٹ بلوڈ نبی, Allah, he extended his hands. He was masoom and sinless. But for us, oh Allah, he cried from Zohar till Maghrib. Allah, all the duas that he made in Arafah, and the duas that he made in Muzdalifah, and at all other times the duas of goodness that he made for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Our parents, if they have passed away, Oh Allah, fill the graves with noor.
Amen.
Give them the best of abode in paradise.
Amen.
Our brothers and sisters also and children who may have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with the best abode in paradise. And give sabre jameel and ajre azim to their kith and kin and whomsoever they have left behind. And oh Allah, when the time of our death comes, let there be la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah on our lips. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله